Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
I did request a supervisor. I've been, unbeknownst to me, I have been being charged monthly on my credit card an amount of $49.97 that I did not authorize. And I'm going back on my credit card all the way back to August. I got charges every single month. And I didn't authorize these charges.
All right, let me get it put for you. What's your first and last name?
John Miller.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
200 West Ravenwoods Road.
Is that your only address?
That's the address that evidently you got a hold of some way or another. I normally use a post office box address.
Hold on, man. This might not be you. What's your zip code?
61615. That's not the credit card zip code, though.
Is that which one? Is that the one that pulled it up?
She pulled it up under 200 West Ravenwoods Road.
And what's the zip code?
61615 at that address.
I don't know why it's not pulling up for me. Give me one second.
Well, you try 61601. That's my post office box address.
One second. There you go.
What am I being charged for anyway?
All right, yeah. So it looks like here it's showing, did you sign up for a neck massager originally for $6.70 online?
I don't recall doing that. $6.70 neck massager. No, I don't think I did that.
Did you ever receive a neck massager?
No, I did not. $6.70, I'm getting charged $50 a month
that
since
is
last
correct.
September.
That's okay, so the neck massage
for,
is $6.
For a $6 for a $6 neck massager that I never got, I'm being charged $50 a month. I think that's fraud.
Well, I'm not sure what happened, but that's the full retail price of the neck massager, and it's recurring monthly. So you're saying this is a fraud claim? That you didn't sign
I never
up for
got
this.
Any. I never authorized any neck massager. I did not receive any neck massager, and I've been being charged $49.97 since last August.
Yeah. So basically, you're saying someone compromised your information and signed you up for this.
I guess I'll have to call my credit card company and deny all these charges.
I mean, we can file the fraud for you. If you want to do that, if you're saying that you didn't sign up for this. Would you like me to file it for you?
Well, you can do that, but I'll still call my credit card company.
I mean, you can call them, but if you file this, you can't file them. So which one do you want to do?
I'll file with them.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get that listed on the account for you. All right, so everything has been canceled out for you. So, all right, so basically, like I said, if she did already refund one of those charges for you, the last one, keep in mind if you do file with them and it comes back that they charge the money back to your account, once that happens, we will not be able to provide you with a refund.
Okay, well, I'll still call them. I've got all these other charges on here that,
I mean,
that
that's,
were not authorized.
Yeah, I understand, but that's what I'm saying. But you said you wanted to file out with them.
Yeah, I'm going to file my credit card. I'm probably going to cancel my credit card out.
Okay. All right, well, we got you canceled out here. So if you have any other
okay.
questions, you can call us back at this number.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, thank you for calling customers.